Inconsistency has always been a hallmark of Donald Trump. Well, since announcing his candidacy in 2015, he has made contradictory statements about a variety of topics, from foreign policy to domestic issues. Now, the trend continued during his presidency. The following report takes a closer look at some of his most significant U-turns.
One of Donald Trump's latest flip-flops relates to his summit with the Russian leader on the so-called Russia probe.
People came to me, Dan Coats came to me and some others. They said they think it's Russia. I have President Putin. He just said it's not Russia. I will say this. I don't see any reason why it would be.
And now, just 24 hours later.
In a key sentence in my remarks, I said the word would instead of wouldn't. The sentence should have been, I don't see any reason why I wouldn't, or why it wouldn't be Russia.
The U.S. president also sparked a backlash after he criticized U.K. Prime Minister Theresa May's Brexit strategy in an interview with The Sun.
Well, I think the deal that she's striking is not what the people voted on. It's a much different deal than the people voted on. It was not the deal that was in the referendum.
However, a day later at the joint press conference with May, Trump appeared to U-turn.
Because I didn't criticize the prime minister. I have a lot of respect for the prime minister.
Another one of Trump's famous flip-flops relates to his policy on North Korea. For months leading up to his summit with Kim Jong-un, the U.S. president ripped on Pyongyang.
The era of strategic patience with the North Korean regime has failed. Frankly, that patience is over. I would unleash fire, fury, and frankly power, likes of which this world has never seen before. I will totally destroy North Korea should it test U.S. limits.
However, after such harsh rhetoric, he agreed to hold the summit with Kim Jong-un. But days later, on May the 24th, in a letter to the North Korean leader, he cancelled the much-anticipated summit, citing Pyongyang's open hostility towards the U.S. But within 24 hours, he reversed course, saying it could still go ahead.
No, we'll see what happens. It could even be the 12th. We're talking to them now. They very much want to do it. We'd like to do it. We're going to see what happens.
Another one of his major U-turns relates to Syria. In April, ordered the Pentagon to plan to withdraw U.S. troops from Syria.
I want to get out. I want to bring our troops back home. I want to start rebuilding our nation.
However, just 5 days later, he said that their mission will continue indefinitely. Another one of Trump's major changes of position relates to NATO. He had questioned the value of the military alliance that was created in 1949 time and again, calling it obsolete. However, in 2017, he dramatically changed his position.
I said it was obsolete. It's no longer obsolete.
Trump has also been forced to backtrack on some of his much-criticized decisions, like migrant-child separation. His sudden policy changes and his unpredictability have undermined Washington's credibility on the world stage, a damage which requires years to be repaired.